Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We are looking at the doxology of Paul that he uses in the opening of his epistle to the Galatians. A short one, but a powerful one. He says, God our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. That's the doxology, and the question, therefore, is why does Paul break into doxology at this point? And we saw in the broadcast yesterday, it is because of God's wise and gracious plan of salvation. Speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And so, because of God's gracious plan of salvation, Paul gives him praise. But secondly, because of his power and effective rescue. And I'm looking at that phrase, that he might deliver us from this present evil age. That he might deliver us out of this present evil age. The present evil world. And what Paul is telling us is that it required a mighty deliverance to save us. It required a divine rescue to save us. Why? Because we were captive to this present evil world. You must understand that, dear friend. You must understand what your condition was before God saved you. If you are outside of Christ, you must understand what your present condition is and why you need to be saved. And this phrase will help you to understand it. It paints for us the hopeless condition of those who are outside of Christ, that he might deliver us from this present evil age. Some translations have world, but the Greek word is aionos, not cosmos. Cosmos is the Greek word that is generally translated world. Aionos is a word that refers to age, to time, and change. And it views this world as a passing system that has no abiding value. That's what this present world is, this present age. It is a system that is out of sync with its creator. It is passing by. It will not last. It has no abiding value. It is slated for destruction, but it holds captive in its sway millions upon millions of people. And that's what men and women need to be delivered out of. Salvation is a deliverance. It is delivering people out of this present evil age. And it is evil, make no mistake about it. That's the present condition of the world system in which we live. It is evil. It is permeated with sin, and it is under the curse of God. And that has been true ever since Adam fell in the garden. The whole world system has been under the curse. In fact, even the material world is under that curse, as Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8. Everything about this world lies under the curse of God, waiting for final redemption when the curse will be lifted. But in the meantime, this world is existing under a curse because it is an evil world, a sinful world, a world that is in rebellion against its maker, God. And we are born into that world, into that system. And no wonder our condition is hopeless. No wonder we must be rescued out of this by somebody else. We can't rescue ourselves. We don't even understand the degree of danger that we are in, because we are captured within a system that is all that we know. It doesn't look so doomed. It doesn't look so bad to us until after we have been rescued from it by the work of God through His Holy Spirit. Then we can see it for what it really is. At least we can partly see it for what it really is. And when we get to heaven, we'll fully see it for what it really is. But when we are enslaved by it, when we are captive to it, then we think it's okay. But it's not. And the Bible, God's Word, God's revelation to men, is here to tell us things that we otherwise would not know. And it tells us what is the true condition of this world and its system in which men live until they are rescued out of it by the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. It is a corrupt, sinful system. The time is passing by. The day of doom is rushing on, and it will one day be destroyed. And everybody who's part of it will be destroyed with it. We need to be rescued out of this. But that brings us from our hopeless condition to our glorious rescue. Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins that He might deliver us from this present evil age. There is no deliverance short of divine rescue. But Jesus Christ came to deliver us, to rescue us, to emancipate us from bondage, to free us from this world as a doomed place, rescued from the present world and ushered into the world to come, are we who have been saved by the grace of God. And that glorious rescue takes place by someone else who from the outside reaches into where we are in our pitiful condition and lays hold of us and pulls us out, rescues us like a person is pulled out of a burning building, somebody who is unconscious, overcome by the smoke of his own destruction, and unaware, therefore, of the doom that awaits him, and helpless to save himself. But God, in His mercy, reaches into that burning house and lays hold of that doomed person and pulls him out of that burning structure and rescues him, delivers him to a different realm. And that's a pretty good description of what salvation is. And so our redeemed condition is rescued from the world, but not yet removed from the world. Delivered from the world, but not yet delivered to heaven. But delivered from the world's doom and destruction, which was our doom and destruction until Christ came into our life. Delivered from the world's antipathy toward God, which was our antipathy toward God until we were rescued by the Lord Jesus Christ. Delivered from the world's bondage to sin. He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. We were bound to sin until we were freed by the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we are delivered from this present evil age. We are freed to live to God and to things eternal. Why would anybody who has experienced a rescue like that want to go back and grovel in their former condition? To grovel in the present evil age. We've been freed from all that. All praise to Christ. And yet why is it that some of God's people, all of God's people to some degree, are still toying with the passing pleasures of sin? For some, it's because you've not yet been delivered from them. That's why. That's all you know. They lay hold on you. You are in bondage to them. But for all of God's children, there's still a bit of that Adamic nature still within us, isn't it? And sometimes the allure of the world trips us up, and we stumble and fall back into our former ways. But if we're a child of God, we don't stay there. We can't live there anymore. Why not? Because we've been delivered out of it. That's not where we are anymore. That's not who we are anymore. Things are different now. Something happened to me when I gave my heart to Jesus. And so, no wonder Paul is filled with praise to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of God, our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And so, Paul praises God for his wise and gracious plan. Paul praises God for his power and his effective rescue. And Paul praises God, for his vicarious and complete redemption. Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins. Who gave himself for our sins. The Redeemer in this great salvation is the Lord Jesus Christ, the historical cause of salvation. He is the one who laid down his life. He is the one who shed his life's blood as the price, the redemption price, to free us from this present evil age. The price of our redemption was the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave himself. That's the same expression in the original language that is usually used for the death of martyrs or soldiers who give themselves to the cause of their country in battle, or give themselves for a religious cause as martyrs. Now, don't misunderstand me. Christ's death upon the cross was far more than the death of a martyr, but this same phrase is used. He voluntarily gave himself. His entire life was a life of sacrificial giving, which, by the way, is one reason why we should give. It was one of the reasons Paul said we should give, the very motive of our giving in 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. What a gift. And here it is. Christ Jesus gave himself for our sins. From the Father's standpoint, he gave his Son. From the Son's standpoint, he gave himself. Because only his death could secure our redemption. That's the only price that was big enough to do the job. Peter said, we're not redeemed by corruptible things such as silver and gold received by vain tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, who is a lamb without blemish and without spot. The precious, the valuable blood of Christ. That's the only price that was big enough to secure the redemption of sinners who were held captive to this present evil age. And because of Christ's vicarious and complete redemption, vicarious means he died in the place of others as a substitute. His complete redemption, meaning that he accomplished it all by himself because nobody else could. Nobody else could contribute to it. And so he did it. He did it all. All to him we owe. And for that, we give him praise. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.